Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Damn, Skippy, we start now. Always appreciation to D&M Auto Leasing for allowing us to grab the baton from the fellas, the fine fellas, that is, of Payne and Pendergast. Let's get, I know, I can tell. I'm going to make it more intentional that I call you guys, not just fellas, but fine fellas.
I get very jealous when I hear you call the drive the fine fellas of the drive. And I'm like, what makes Seth and I so unfine right now?
I think it's just the morning. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. I feel like if you guys were doing this a little bit later in the day when you really, like,
fine.
You're really going, it's like, oh, man, this is something fine.
Oh, you're forgiven. It's all good.
Thanks, man. From the 415, someone tells Sean Goon Time means something totally different now. Yeah, that's right. The kids ruin everything.
I was thinking
don't
that,
they?
Man.
Oh. They just
when y'all said that, I'm like, oh.
So we'll do a little a text exchange. As Seth sends us a text about what he was talking about with you during the break, I will send you a text that explains where the kids have taken the meaning of the word goon from where it used to be, which was just a blue collar American. Beat somebody
else. That's all I know.
It is now something that is best kept behind closed doors.
This is all I want to know. And I do want to see the text exchange. Uh-huh. I want to know what the meaning of it is. That you can't say it on air tells me that this is the valid question.
I mean, I could say it on air. I just don't
am
feel
I
like it.
Going to get canceled because I said goon?
No.
That's all I care.
We're just going to look at you a little funny.
I mean, it's
what else?
It's not illegal. It's just one of those things that's it's not kind of frowned upon.
Is it going to turn into a hotkey? That's what I want to know.
It could.
Did I just give you an idea?
Yeah. Okay. Hey, salute to Lisa Ann. I say that.
All right. Well, yeah. Okay.
Some Lisa Ann. There we go.
All right.
Maybe you are a goon. You might be a goon then.
I don't know what to say.
I mean, who amongst us isn't to some degree?
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
I don't know.
Sean the Gooner.
I'm so confused.
All right. That was a little much there, Fig. Let's get going in a real way.
And that was over the top.
Yeah, right, exactly. I don't know. You're saying some words that I don't understand, so I'm going to take them as disrespect.
Sean Gooner Gas.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. The people involved are John Lopez. I'm Reginald Latu. That's Figgy Fig. The text line, always available to you, 713-572-4610. And also appreciation to the Mokarem Injury Lawyers. For the live streams, both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on the Twitch, 610 Houston. And Lopez, I mean, I'm going to skip the pleasantries. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling good. I was having a blast last night.
How could you not?
I mean, let's be honest. And here, let's do this, because I think Sean did this, and I want the same endorphins that I felt when he did this. Can you cue up, let's say, cut three here. I want those endorphins. And again, stop using the word. We've reached the cap on the number of times that we
You're
should say that word.
You're the one that said endorphins, not me.
All right. Okay. This is... I felt good. Endorphins don't have to be in that place. I feel like you're bastardizing what the word endorphins needs to mean in this circumstance. Anyways, let me just play the clip. This happened last night. Yeah.
He drills one high and deep. Forget about it. Back-to-back jacks for Cam Smith. And the Astros lead 4-0. Dana Brown said they come in bunches, 2-2 at bats.
That was a bomb. Cam flexing.
That was the third home run of the night? The third of five home runs?
Yeah.
As finally, Park Factor coming in to matter here, baby.
I guess.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
I mean, look, to tell you in all honesty, mm-hmm. the way that I felt watching this game, like mm-hmm. pretty early on, it reminded me of the movie Bad Boys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that you've seen it, and maybe this is just my mind wanting to get to like movie club.
Yeah.
This is what I thought of seeing the Astros go on a hit-a-palooza last night. Of course.
Now that's how you're supposed to drive. From that one, that's how you drive.
Except like hit.
Yeah.
From now on, like now that's how you're supposed to hit.
But you said a mouthful. I think that is what my big takeaway was in a different way. And it's specific to Cam Smith. If you've watched any Astros games, you've heard Jeff Blum and I've believed this. Other people have believed this for years. If Cam Smith can just get a little elevation in his swing, just a little pull, just a little more open hip, then all kinds of good things are going to happen. It's been an ongoing thing because keep in mind, I mean, from the time you're a little leaguer, they always say hit the top of the ball, hit over the ball, drive the ball, you know, up the middle, all that stuff.
I don't know. Are they still saying that in a little league, the way that we have changed the game so much?
Right. The game has changed a lot. But clearly, he's been a drive the ball, you know, kind of guy. You get a little elevation. I think I texted you about this last night. He's starting to get a little elevation. That changes everything, man, especially, you know, with the way this lineup. It's if you look at everybody's numbers individually, you're not going to be blown away. I mean, in certain players, yes, but you're not going to be blown away by the numbers of the entire lineup collectively. But they all come up with big hits at some point, and that's where this streak has begun. And if Cam Smith starts elevating the ball, extra base hits, more RBIs, the whole nine yards.
I mean, 15 hits on the night, 13 runs, and a 13-3 victory over the Athletics. And I mean, like, Cooper Hummel got in on the mm-hmm. action. Dubon continues his, like, fantastic
with
play
Jordan's
in Sacramento.
Back.
Yes, with Jordan's back, mm-hmm. which... Should Jordan just have a line? Because, like, Altuve using Jordan's glove, yeah. Dubon using Jordan's bat. Just have a line. If that's
well, hell, he doesn't use them.
Are we doing all right? You're not wrong, but you don't have to say it. Like, should we just have the Jordan line of things that we is this mm-hmm. Michael's secret stuff mm-hmm. that we're doing here? But no, I mean, like, this was fantastic. The thing I want to ask is how much does this feel? Of course, this is isolated. Like, this, you're not going to mm-hmm. have 13 runs every night. I mean, and if you do, hoo boy.
Yeah.
But, like, does this feel like something that can be carried on forward, or is this something that is simply like, all right, we're just going to hit for our lick while we're playing in a AAA stadium where the ball carries?
Well, this is not going to be, you said it, it's not going to be 13 runs, all that stuff. That's not going to be carried forward. But this type of offense with, you know, hell, you know, Christian Walker, what was his 10th? You know, he hadn't been tearing it up, but again, very good, very timely hit. You mentioned Hummel, Cam Smith with two. Dubon, if I think the fact that they're, you know, they've gained their confidence, you know, we've talked about how they've said things like, this is what the Astros do. We are confident, et cetera, et cetera. And now it's starting to translate a little more, in the batter's box. I mean, a lot of this can carry on. I think.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm interested to see how it continues to go because, like, it does feel like you talked about it, right? Like the mm-hmm. opportune hitting. But this one definitely felt like, oh, we're getting extra base hits and we're upping our slugging on this particular day. Like I would very much, and maybe this is one of those things where you create your reality by, you know, the framework that you come into it with. But I very much was like, all right, you know, at some point, this park is going to help you out. And I was like, okay, so here is the instance where the park helps you out. I still have some interesting questions as to what's going to happen swinging the bat wise from the 8-3-2 Walker's still a bum. I wouldn't go that far, but like how much do you then lean on the idea that finally you get the 2-for-5 with, you know, two hits rather or mm-hmm. two RBI rather is what I was trying to get to in this game. Whereas like we've seen for a pretty long period of time, him have some struggles, even though he's hitting the ball hard and, you know, seemingly not finding mm-hmm. the good luck or what finding grass or what have you. Like, how much do you lean into that? Because it's still a .216 batting average, even with all of the things that you've seen.
Well, the one thing he has going for him, we saw yesterday. You know, it's still .216. It's still not what you want. But the power is there. Mm-hmm. You know, the barreling up of balls
the
is
exit
there.
Velo,
exit velocity is there. All of that is there. So it's almost like it's one thing for, like, I don't know, Yonner, who hasn't been exactly what we expected him to be, you know, to not really be hitting the numbers we expected, because you don't expect necessarily that power. He doesn't drive the ball as much. You ride it out a little more with Christian Walker, and frankly, they are. I mean, Christian Walker's not going anywhere.
No, although the Astros did trade for a first baseman, a minor league one, though, mm-hmm. The guy who will play at AAA, but they did trade for first baseman. We'll talk more about that as we continue with the program. But yeah, man, I was very excited watching this game, and it was encouraging. And of course, I'm talking about the hitting. We should give a lot of credit, because I mean, again, we've talked about this to some degree, but the man who constantly makes all the people talk about Seinfeld, Jason Alexander, I guess I saw him described as the quadruple A pitchers team has had to use, all mm-hmm. the guys that are kind of triple A guys, but mm-hmm. they're having to make up a majority now of your rotation. Another one of those fantastic, or at least, you know, really good for the circumstances outings. Actually, no, it's just good generally for Jason Alexander. 6 innings with only 2 earned runs given up. And that happened really late in this. I mean, this happened. Yeah. That happened in the 7th when he was trying to, or when.
Stretching again.
Again, yes. Trying to stretch out Jason Alexander to get even deeper into this. And I don't blame you.
No, I don't blame him. I'm saying it might be an effect.
I don't even know how much that one's a landscape. I feel like that one's just if we don't have to use the pen with all of the, you know, all of the run support that we have, we don't need to.
Yeah, they have the big cushion.
Right, but then you get to that space. But, I mean, it really does feel like they're going to find a way to make this happen. And of course, we talked about the idea mm-hmm. of pitching with a different level of pressure because you had that run support changes it. But this already feels like, okay, so this Jason Alexander thing might work. Like, are they just touched in this way to just constantly find pitchers and pull them out of their you-know-whats?
Oh, you say, are they just touched? It's not luck. You know, it's one thing to kind of strike gold with a pitcher that you call up and he has a couple of good outings. If there's like a common thread, the last 5 years with this club is they bring up a pitcher and that pitcher is good. That cannot be luck. There is something that they do. And by acquiring pitchers, you say, when they acquired him, we're looking at him like,
And we did love Kikuchi, didn't we?
We really did. I mean, there is something in there, whether it's how they their pitch selection, you know, how they coach them with their pitch selection, how they make adjustments. There is something there that is frankly, it's the common thread, and it's one of the most important things this team has done.
And, I mean, it allows the Mariners just keep getting victories right when the Astros get victories. They're mm-hmm. just mirroring them, so you're not gaining more of a lead. But, I mean, still 11 games over .500 for the Astros. And this cushion, I mean, you're continuing to at least, like, keep it or grow it. Hopefully you have an opportunity to grow it tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But as much as I feel bad watching the game last night, there was a point in time where I thought to myself, I keep waiting for the cliff, and they have not hit it.
Yeah.
Even as, you know, you could talk about, like, the, you know, the many, many injuries that they've had pitching-wise, the idea that they're having so many people that they're having to call up, even injury-wise, on the field level. Cooper Hummel, again, mm-hmm. we talked about him having to play in the outfield, and Shea Whitcomb comes back up and is recalled back up to the big league squad. And yet and still, they're finding wins. I mean, this is, I mean, what? 17 out of the last 24s mm-hmm. that we're at now in victories for the Astros. And they obviously have an opportunity to go again, continue to build the cushion. I'm starting to get to the place where I'm like, Even if I have my reasonable doubts, I don't feel like I can, you know, continue to push those forward with the way that they have continued to navigate this, which word to Joe Espada, word to, you know, all the various other coaches that are here. And obviously the dedication and the grit of this team.
Yeah. And you know, you're to a point right now where it used to be you call up a pitcher like this and you're deep into the depth chart now of pitchers you've called up. And you're like, okay, fingers crossed, you know, let's see. And you don't have high expectations. Now I kind of, it didn't really surprise me last night that they got this out of them, you know?
Yeah. All right. So Astros go again tonight in the final game of the series. Tomorrow night. It's the night's off. Tonight's the night off.
Yeah, isn't it? Four-game series.
Is it a four-game set?
Pretty sure it's a four-game
series. Okay.
Yeah.
See, I'm not looking at the schedule right. So it is tonight. Fromber is on the mound. It's again, 9:05. Still late. How are you holding up?
I'm fine, thank you. And you?
Well, just, okay. I think you know what I meant. How are you holding up on staying up late for these games?
Last night I did. I guess, you know, biorhythms, man. Some days you're not feeling it. Some days you are. And last night I stayed up. Well, you know.
It helps when they're hitting the ball out of the park.
That helps for sure.
Fromber back on the mound. And Wes Clark, the newest.
Watched a little hockey?
I watched a lot of hockey myself. Yeah. But yeah, Wes Clark is the newest addition to the Astros. First baseman and catcher. From the Brewers, I haven't seen what the get back is or like what the compensation is that the Astros are trading. But that is an interesting thing that I want to circle back to at some point. For first baseman and catcher that they bring up at the highest portion of the farm system. Again, something that is necessary for this farm, but I was interested in seeing that. But another victory for the Astros in fantastic fashion. And they continue to put themselves in a higher regard in the AL. We'll have to talk more about that as we go on the program, but it's Wednesday here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610, and a number of people talk about the way that we started the show. And one of the things I got to tell you, I feel like you should have known by the way we were talking about that you shouldn't Google the thing that we were like that feels like it falls in the Evan Fournier never Google territory. But if you did, I apologize, and if you haven't yet, I encourage you not to. Regardless,
we'll which means they will.
Yeah, I know what that word looks like. All right, coming up next in the Loop on Sports Radio 610, more information on the possibility of a KD trade. Does this change how you feel at all? And is Jalen Green wanted around the league? Let's talk about it next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.